Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Good morning and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat Cool Wave Station. Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. Tuning in now, let's hope we have a great morning.
Hello everybody and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat Season 5 from Inside the Tent. Our friends here made their way to Arizona to go ahead and visit the Grand Canyon, see this large crevasse, if you will. You're all finally feeling better. How many days do you think it took you to get from, you know, Nevada, your last resting stop? You were on the edge of Nevada into Arizona.
Probably a little longer than normal, I think, just because Javi is still a little sickies.
By the time we get there, he's better.
Yeah, by the time we get there, he's better, but maybe we take, like, a little longer.
I do think Javi's, like, hosting, like, Pedialyte and, like, Gatorade at different times. Because, like, you're an athlete, so you're like, you keep getting, like, muscle cramps every once in a while just from being so dehydrated that you're trying to return to hydration. But, yeah, you guys take a bit of time to get there. Are you still driving?
Yeah, I think I just will until there.
I could drive.
No, you don't.
I can't.
Do you hear yourself right now?
No, like, it's... Like, it's fine. It's fine.
Brother, just stay there. Take a nap.
I don't usually get like this when I get sick.
I've known you. I've known you almost our whole lives. What do you mean?
Yeah, the drive itself is just meandering, as most drives through the deserts are. It's like, there's a cactus, there's sand, there's dirt, there's sand, there's a rock. You make your way to National Park Grand Canyon. You walk up. You're greeted by a guide. He's like, "Oh, hello. Are you guys? These are early birds. Suppose you're trying to get the worm."
Yep.
Welcome to our lovely Grand Canyon. We're waiting for a couple more stragglers to come by. This is like the early bird walkthrough. We're gonna go and walk around, see it from up top. Then we'll do a little hike down, hit some of the middle. Not all the way down or anything crazy, but we'll get to see different parts of it. But yeah, we're excited to have you. It's what I do here. I love the Grand Canyon. I've hugged most of it, believe it or not. It's a little scary sometimes.
In what way?
In that it's a large crevice at night and it can get scary.
Okay, like no monsters or anything.
Well, I've heard stories, but I've never seen any personally.
Stories of what?
Like, I don't know. People say they see things in the Grand Canyon.
Like what?
Okay, so like a couple of weeks ago, some guy was looking over the edge, looking into the Grand Canyon, and he swore he saw a face peeking out at him from like one of the walls of the Grand Canyon, and like there's people living in the caves and the walls, you know, it's stuff like that.
I'm gonna go back to these two and be like, I think we could take on cave people. I think we're good.
I don't want to take on cave people, but I think you're right. We'll just stay away from the sides.
Yeah, we just won't go near caves.
Yeah, we just won't go near caves. If we see cave on wall, we don't go.
We just won't go near caves.
For sure. If
it'll be fine. We go on the boat.
If this guy tries to make us go.
Drown. Jesus.
Hobby, do you have something to say?
No.
What was that then?
Nothing.
I don't know. It sounded like you were talking about boats.
No, but there's. Why would I be talking about a boat at the Grand Canyon?
Did you hear that?
Yeah,
it was some muttering about, you know, don't go on a boat, no one will drown.
Listen, I'm just saying. Consistently. Every time we say it'll be fine, it's not fine.
But we're going to have to be like with a group of people this time. It's a whole little tour group.
And we just won't go in caves. Especially if it's one of those things that you have to like crawl on all fours.
Yeah, that's bad.
We're not doing that.
Why, like spelunking?
Who does that?
Oh.
White people.
You're right. Because I would never want to. Oh, it's too.
The three of you kind of discuss no caves. This guy is talking now. Two other early birds have shown up. He's like, yeah, like, you know, it's going to be a great time. We're going to, if we're lucky, we'll see some critters. I've heard there's a jackalope. And then
we can take a jackalope.
I don't know if I can.
Who's we?
The three of us. We can surround it. Kick it, probably.
Yeah. Also, we're doing a summer special where
it's
going to
be haunted.
If you want to come back around 7 p.m., we're going to do a little barbecue. It's a small paid-for thing. We feed you. We roast marshmallows. We make a campfire. And we get to see the Nevada stars from the Grand Canyon. It's a rare thing. Not a lot of people get to see. And if you're interested in that, feel more than welcome. And he's talking to these people here. You just get to see the night sky and, well, in its true beauty and glory.
I like marshmallows.
And no caves in that? No caves?
What was that?
No caves in nighttime thing?
I'm not licensed to take you into caves.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm licensed to go into caves personally.
Oh, cool.
But I'm not licensed to take you with me.
That's great.
Unless you're also licensed to go into caves, in which case then you can come.
No, I'm 18.
Okay. There is, we do have a guy, if you guys want to go into
caves.
You
could die at any age in a cave.
We do have a guy that does caves if you want.
No, I'm so young.
There's like it's like a small
cave
tour.
I have the whole rest of my life to
I'm
live.
I'm so
it's,
good.
It's half a mile round trip.
Maybe that's something I do
there's
in my 30s.
There's no crawling, it's just walking.
Maybe that's something I do in my 30s, not now.
No, yeah, that's, we're good. Do I look like I'll fit in the cave?
Yeah.
Don't answer that.
The caves are pretty big. All of you really look like you could fit in the cave.
Hey, maybe we should try this cave.
No caves.
I'm starting to think about maybe caves.
Zeke,
this is what always happens.
What flipped you around? I thought you were no caves. What happened?
Look, I was just thinking like we were going to be crawling and shit, but if you're talking about not crawling, then maybe caves not too bad.
No caves.
You said no caves. We didn't specify what kind of caves were off limits, but I feel like no caves apply to all caves. No caves. Zero caves.
All right, party people, let's beat the heat. You see people lining up with him. He's like, let's go ahead and get our show on the road. We can talk as we walk. We can walk as we talk. We're not going to stop very much, but we will stop and see the little sightseeing. I will give everyone 3 minutes at different positions of the hike to look at the beautiful natural occurrence that is the Grand Canyon. We'll see it from different angles. You'll take lots of pictures. You have 3 minutes for pictures. We will have one potty break here, and we will have one potty break when we get back here. So if you need to go potty, go now. You have 3 minutes. For the ladies, I'll give you 5.
I have
go
to pee.
Potty.
Yeah. All right. I actually do have to pee. Yeah,
did you guys hear understand anything? This guy talks so fast.
Something about potty breaks. We should
let's
go bathroom.
He has some
bathroom.
Really good inflection.
We have like we have 5 minutes. Go.
Okay.
It's really easy to follow. Actually,
break. We break to go potty.
Yeah, you guys go to the bathroom. Yeah.
We come back.
Drain the snake.
You guys line up. You're kind of ushered down this little kind of pathway. We'll go ahead and do one big look.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
Please stay away from the edges. You see like a little kid like climbing up like
oh
something.
My God.
And the dad's like, hey, and like yanks him back. And we begin the hike, and you guys start hiking. I would like you all to... I want everyone to paint me a picture of what you saw that you liked, what you saw that you loved, what you saw that you were like, huh, like, that's kind of boring. Where I thought... Or maybe you saw something that you were like, didn't expect it to be there, but in like a mundane way. And then if you thought you saw anything supernatural... Or cryptid-esque. Mm.
I think I see what I think is a jackalope. I'm like, we found it. I start pointing, and then it's just a bunny, and it had just had like, it was just next to a tree.
Like branches, yeah. And I think Elena's like, starts like just tearing through her film. And then the minute the bunny like jumps out and is very clearly not a jackalope, she's like, mad at you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looked like a jackalope.
I guess it did.
And she walks away.
Oh, man.
Put a hand on your shoulder. Like, yeah. That was rough, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
That was messed up.
Sorry for trying to put some whimsy in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it did look like a jackalope.
Yeah, it really did. It did. Like, I thought it was, too.
Look, yeah. I just need a moment alone.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I think I really liked looking out and seeing, like, you know how it's, like, sort of, like, plateaued layered rock. Uh-huh. And just, like, whoa. That's like millions of years. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Just the wonder of like time. You think there's dinosaur bones in there?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like genuinely?
Yeah, there's for sure some dinosaur bones in there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely, I think.
I always wanted to see like a dinosaur up close.
Like real? Or well, like sure. Or like bones?
Maybe both. We should visit a museum one of these days, because the one that was like near our hometown wasn't that great.
It was like, you know, one of those small little,
yeah, and I want to see like the real, like, I don't want to see like the ones that are just plastered. Like, I want to see the real bones. Yeah, that sounds super cool.
Yeah, okay, I'll put museum on the list.
Isn't it weird that things like existed before we did, and then just like kind of just like just pondering, yeah, on that
going on.
Yeah.
I think it's just like one of those things of like the rock is really what's really cool. And then like also seeing like, I think I'm also like taken aback by the little biome that's down here. Cause like, you know, you think of Grand Canyon and it's like, it's just rock.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, there's like a bunch of little like plants and little critters down here. But I also do think that at first it scares the shit out of me. Cause I hear a rustle and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We're going to get eaten. And then it's another bunny. Mm-hmm. There's so many down here.
I think a cave beckons me. We're near a cave, and then yeah. I like look in it, and I'm like, I wonder what's in there. And I just start slowly walking towards it.
And I think I'm talking to Javi about like the bones and the rock, and be like, yeah, it's like really cool. Like, I don't know.
I want to be a fossil one day.
Like
genuinely? When I die, like I hope that the elements align to where that my bones get preserved into, what is it, limestone or whatever it's made of?
Yeah.
Zeke.
What?
You approach this cave a bit, and... For a moment, you swear you hear music.
Oh.
And then your friends are kind of like,
hey, hey, what are you doing? Get over here.
Zeke, oh. What are you doing?
Oh, just looking at
we
this cave.
We said no caves.
No caves, dude.
Yeah, no caves. But what if a little cave?
What do you mean? What is, okay.
Don't get left behind. And you see they're like a couple of paces ahead of you guys now.
Hurry up. Go.
Okay,
go,
okay,
go, go,
okay.
Go, go.
I won't go into the cave. It's fine.
Okay, now...
But, I mean, if we circle back...
What is your definition of little cave? Like, a little cave. Like, what does that mean? Like, does that mean, like, looking at the cave or, like, more than that?
I mean, you know, just as long as there's sunlight, I think we're good, right?
It's a cave.
Oh, yeah, I think the very definition of cave is there's no sunlight.
Can you believe this guy right now?
I think we should just ignore it. And maybe it'll go away.
You're right, but what if he just wanders off by himself then?
The canyon sings to me.
What if we have Zeke walk in front of us?
Where's Zeke?
Yeah, Zeke.
You just see his feet sticking out of a hole.
Get out of there!
You guys, pretty, you know, it's just a simple hike. It's not hard for you guys. You're all fairly young. It's heating up a little bit, but your hike is done roughly in about 2 hours.
It's starting to get hot.
Yeah. Is there anything else of note that you saw and really appreciated or that you want to mention about this beautiful place that you just visited?
Saw a snake. Scared me. Rattlesnake. I went, yeah. Oh my God.
I scream like a girl.
Yeah.
Everyone calm down. We're in his home. Just walk around him. He's letting us know that we're here. He's letting us know that he's there. It's okay. Walk around him.
I wasn't even that scared.
I feel like that same kid that tried to climb over is getting a little too close to this thing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Sir, if your child gets bit, there's nothing I can do. Oh, yeah, sorry. I fixed the kid up.
I, like, awkwardly walk around it.
Don't turn your back to it.
I'm, like, trying to walk nonchalantly, like, I'm not scared of it, but, like, I'm just, like...
Keep flinching?
Every time it makes a noise, like...
What about you, Javi? Any last notes?
No, I think maybe, like, for a second, he just, like, kind of trails into the back just to watch his friends walk ahead of him and just, like, enjoy that view.
I think there's something very... you guys are walking in, like, this little crevice down the way. You're not, like, in the Grand Canyon, but you're down that way, and the sun isn't at its peak, but it's, like, peeking over portions of the rock and kind of cascading down, and it hits all of you guys in this very, like, kind way. Sometimes, especially since you've been in the desert, the sun is beating and intense. And here, there's this moment, Javi, especially for you as you watch your friends, is that the sun is so much life. And not only that, it's illuminating your friends, it's keeping you and your friends warm and is guiding you functionally. It's ahead of you. It's in the way that you walk. And you see your friends ahead walking this path. A little bit ahead of you, for a moment. A little too far ahead of you.
I think I kind of let them, like, be a little too far ahead of me for a little longer than anyone else probably would. Just, like that looks right, you know? Like, part of it's like,
Your pocket that had been light for a day is heavy again. Because you know it's there. It's just heavy in your mind. As are your feet, as it looks right that they walk a bit ahead of you. Zeke, you guys have been walking a bit. Javi's, I don't know, trailing behind or something. What are you doing as this hike kind of comes to an end?
I think I'm getting kind of hot. Like, it's getting a little hot. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, those caves look so cool and relaxing.
I do think, Zeke, again, you hear this, like, thump and this rhythm from inside the cave.
I'm just gonna, like, Clem, why don't we just check out this cave real quick?
Zeke, we said no cave.
But, I mean...
What?
I just need to take five, you know? Just need a minute to cool off. The sun's hitting us.
But we could do that not in cave.
But look how cool it looks.
Let's not do that.
Okay, I'll power through.
Almost done. Come on. No cave.
All right, I'll ignore the cave for now, but I look longingly into it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
You hear what sounds like hoofbeats. The cascade of them from inside the cave. Ooh. You feel it even rumble into your legs.
Oh, you think there's something in there? Can you hear that?
Do I hear that?
No, not at all.
No.
At this point, they've kind of slowed down and stopped, and now you catch up with them, Javi.
Like, is he looking at the caves again?
Yeah, he really wants to go inside. Do you hear anything?
Like, what?
Like, there's, like, thumping, like, hooves, like a horse or something's in there. Maybe there's, like, donkey in there that's stuck. I'm just gonna go step inside.
What? Where are you going?
I'm just gonna check, make sure there's no...
Our guide doesn't have the license to take us in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
we don't have license. We don't have licenses to go in the cave.
We're gonna get in trouble.
I don't care about what the government says about where I can and can't go.
Just, like, the slowest turn.
Yeah. Seek, get out of there.
Hold on, let me just listen. I'm going to start listening, see if I can hear it again.
Yeah. Are you, like, getting closer to the cave?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you approach this cave. You kind of, like, tilt your ear in, and you just... And you feel it in your fingers and in your legs, this vibration. There's something in there.
Yeah, there's definitely something in here.
I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything, Javi?
I really don't. And, frankly, I'm starting to get a little pissed off.
I think we should just keep going. They're getting kind of far ahead of us.
I'm gonna yell in. Be like, "Hey, someone in there?
Hey, someone in there?"
Oh, it's just echoes.
Yeah, it's just you. Let's go.
Oh yeah, probably just echoing off the cave.
Yeah, it's cave.
Probably just echoing off the cave and stuff.
Okay.
See, it's just you.
Okay, let's go catch up.
Let's go catch up.
I'm just going to go. Stop talking.
You guys catch up with the rest of the group. You hit the bottom, and then you guys go back up. A comfortable, pretty quick hike. The day is warm now, but not hot yet. There's, you know, a diner down the street, and you know they're doing that nighttime star-seeing thing.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people. The dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest. Familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task. Slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy. Being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tale Is Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how HopeCore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Many Sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
So how do you guys kill time before you come back? Are you coming back?
I bring it up. I'm like, I like marshmallows, and also barbecue sounds delicious. Food is better outside sometimes. Hobby, marshmallows. What?
Yeah, yay! I like marshmallows. We all like marshmallows.
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't want to go.
Why not?
I don't want to go.
That sounds fun.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about being outside at night.
Where else are we going to be?
I don't know. I have a weird feeling about being outside at night in like a place where there's stars. I just feel like something's happened before, and I just don't know.
We'll be with the guy who's licensed to go in caves. I think we'll be fine.
But we're not going to go in caves.
He's not licensed
take
us into caves. Okay. He's just licensed to go.
All right. Here. I'm going to lay this out. We go tonight. No caves.
Fine. No caves.
No caves. Zero cave, even. Not even a whisper of a cave.
But what if the barbecue's in a cave?
He said it was... How are we going to see the stars from a cave?
He's not licensed to take people into the cave. It can't be in the cave.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go get some s'mores. That sounds good.
Yeah, all right. We'll walk around. I'm sure there's like a little like gift shop, right?
Yeah.
It's $5.
But it's like a special, so I don't think it's anything crazy, right? I'll probably ask in the gift shop when we go.
Oh, wait, yeah. What was that?
There's a thing tonight. It's a barbecue.
Oh, yeah, honey. It's, so we're going to have a barbecue. We're going to go ahead and, so I believe, if I'm not mistaken, one of our guides is smoking some ribs at home, and he's going to bring those also. But we're just going to do hot dogs and hamburgers and typical stuff, some good sides. We're going to have, like, you know, cups of corn, things like that. But so, it's a $5 entry, and okay. We provide everything. There's going to be lots of food. It's all you can eat. You just serve yourself up if you're hungry. We'll have s'mores at the end of the day. There is, unfortunately, a 3 s'more limit per person. And then we're going to do a little bit of Starseeing. And
what if someone doesn't eat all 3 of theirs? Can someone have that other
one?
How
are they free game?
I can't prevent you from giving your s'mores to other people, but you will not be allowed to go up and say you're claiming someone else's s'more.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
Anyways, I'm down.
Yeah.
Yes. No cave.
What is the cave situation?
No caves.
The cave at night, especially, we tend to stray away from the caves.
Okay, good.
They're just it's senseless to enter a cave at night without any proper gear and whatnot.
Some say it's senseless to enter a cave just in general.
Well, also that it's gonna be up here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be up here. We're gonna so you can overlook still. You see things down there and maybe shine a light, cave. Get to see some. Then you're gonna look up and see the stars.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I'm down.
$5.
Yeah, $5.
Yes, pay it right now.
Okay, might as well.
She gives you little tickets.
Yeah. I also look around the gift shop to see if there's any fun like keychains or anything.
Yeah, what are you
like
looking
that.
For? I mean, there's one keychain that is just like kind of like an acrylic, like the Grand Canyon, but like an acrylic. You
know? I'll take that. Yeah, I'll grab that.
There's also one with like a rock and a jackalope.
I get that and give it to Zeke.
Oh. Well, we could just tell people we saw a jackalope. Like,
well, you did. It's right here.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
You saw a jackalope?
Zeke did.
You saw a jackalope?
Yeah.
What did it? What? How big was it? I've never seen one in person, but I've heard that they're larger than you expect. They're not quite bunny size.
No, it was just a regular bunny, just next to a tree.
Oh, yep. That's how it got me also. I thought I saw one. It was a bunny with tree antlers.
Tree antlers. Kind of funny.
It's a shame. Well, we'll be seeing you later tonight. Get back around 7 p.m. 8 p.m. the latest, and we'll get everything going.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so we just kind of like wander around and do what we can to kill time for now.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a little like factoid, like, you know, like national parks, people have like factoid boards. We just go around and read those.
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's lots of little things to do and just to kill time. But yeah, you guys hang out here for a bit. Maybe you go down to like the drive a bit away and get like, there's a diner a bit away.
Yeah.
You eat some, and you guys make it back around 7. Give your tickets. Your original guide is back and he's changed into like warmer clothes. Mm. You know, sometimes those desert nights can really, cool down, especially by the Grand Canyon. You can get some, intense, draft. Alrighty, everybody, go ahead and line up. One of our lovely guides brought some ribs. He did say that it is a 3 rib per person maximum. If you're not interested in ribs, you don't have to get in the rib line. We have hot dogs, hamburgers, and regular old sides. We've got chips. We've got all that fun stuff. For all of that, it's all you can eat. We have all kinds of it. It's a special summer night, and we're going to go ahead and see if we can catch the meteor storm that's going on tonight, if we're so lucky. We have to hit a certain angle. There's a chance that if our math was off, we might not get to see it from here. But if we're lucky, we'll get to see it. Either way, we'll get to see the beautiful natural stars, something that not everyone has gotten to see in their lives. So we have extra blankets. If you didn't bring any, you can lay them out, lay on your back. We're kind of doing this picnic style. And we'll go ahead and get s'more started soon enough. We have our fire going right there. And enjoy yourselves.
I'm going to get in that rib line.
I also get in the rib line. So
I don't get in the rib line. I go get one hot dog, one hamburger.
No, I'm going to tell Cole, get in the rib line. You give us your ribs. There's only 3. We only get 3.
I want more than 3.
Yeah. We're going to need more than 3 ribs.
Fine. You're right.
Look at us.
Growing boys.
Mm-hmm. All I've had to eat is breakfast, and at lunch we had a cheeseburger and fries. Like, I'm shriveling up here.
Okay, all right. I'll get in the rib line. I get in the rib line for them.
Yeah, so you guys all are in the rib line. You know, get your ribs, and you can hop in the other line, get your hamburgers and hot dogs.
How good are these ribs?
They're very good. They're, like, slow smoked. You can tell the guy, like, took his time on them.
I give one and one to them, and then I tell them they have to fight over the last rib.
Okay, let's...
You don't want to do this, Zeke.
Look.
It's not worth it. Look at me in the eye. Look at me in the eye. It's not worth it.
How about we do a game to decide who gets the last rib? Give him a chance.
Ugh. Like what, flipping a coin?
No, we'll roll dice. Because we have dice in front of us. That's convenient. Whoever rolls highest gets it.
You son of a bitch.
All right, I have a d6. I got a 5.
Fuck, that's really good. Yeah,
that's real good.
Just give me the rib. You don't even have to roll. Just give it to me.
I'm going to roll, and I'm going to get a 6. I got a 6. Hand it over.
You can give it to me.
I am the king of the ribs. Yeah. Making sweet, sweet love to these ribs, dude. I'm playing it up too.
I'm just watching angrily.
You don't have to do that.
I didn't even want an extra rib. I just
afterwards, you guys are sitting there after that little dice rolling incident, and you tearing up the ribs. The lady that you guys bought the tickets from earlier comes by. She's like, "Oh, well, I had some of these and I just didn't want them." And she places 6 more ribs down on the table.
I grab one real quick.
Put that back.
No, she's giving it to us.
Yeah, you guys all eat your fill.
Yeah.
You have hot dogs, hamburgers, potato salad, all the...
I'm full, but I still eat another rib.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ultimate ribs.
You barbecue sauce all over your face.
Yeah, tell me big.
You didn't have to do that.
Hopefully nothing attacks us this night, because we're just going
to
die.
You guys didn't have to eat those ribs like that.
They were so good.
Did you have a rib?
I didn't. It was okay.
They were delicious. The Change best ribs I've ever had. Made me forget all about the caves.
No cave.
Everybody gather around. We are going to go ahead and do s'mores. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem like we're getting the storm just yet, but I was hoping that maybe we could all tell some scary stories, and maybe the vibes and the energy we bring to this campfire might bless us with a nice little celestial storm. Everyone grab your marshmallows, everyone grab your graham crackers, and I'll start with our first scary story if you all don't mind.
Stuffing my face.
Yeah, I give you my s'mores.
I eat it just like real slow because I'm absolutely stuffed with ribs.
Yeah, how many s'mores did everybody eat?
I have 4.
Okay.
I have 0.
I have like half of one.
Yeah, and so you guys all gather around this small campfire. Some of the people you saw earlier in your guys' hike are also here, but also some other people are here. It's not huge. It's not a giant gathering. I would say there's roughly about 10 people, not counting 3 workers, so 13 people in total. I'm glad everyone could make it today. But sometimes, in the Grand Canyon, not everybody can make it out. When I was a young guide, I remember, I was told that one of the other guides in a small party had gone missing day or two previous, and that we were on high alert, and that there was a lot of some of the park guards and things like that going out, and if we had the time and energy after shifts to attend and help, we would. And I did. I was young. I wanted to be helpful. And so I did. I went out pretty much day after day, night after night. I stayed out there hiking and looking and searching for these 6 missing people, hours. After day 2, everyone got pretty resolute that they were going to call off the search pretty soon. I mean, it's the Grand Canyon. There's not many places to go. And we had just had a rain, and they feared that they had either been washed over or washed away. I don't really know. I don't make those calls. And at the time, especially, I hadn't had all the experience, but one night, I was just convinced that I would find them.
And I walked out. I just kept going and walking. This was before I'd done any professional caving, before I'd done any of the work and learned the safe way to go about things. And I swore I heard the rumble of footsteps or hoofbeats or maybe a drum from inside these caves. I'm not personally of Native American descent, but in that moment I felt called to by the spirits, and I heard from inside the cave these footsteps, these rumbles. I felt it in my bones and in my body, and I was going to take a step in, and I heard voices. I knew that guide. I'd been working here for a week or two, and I knew his voice, and I heard it. But when I called out to him, I heard my own voice back, but not as an echo, but as someone talking to me. I went into that cave. I found them. They had unfortunately all passed away, and by the time that there was, you know, some officials had done all the works and whatnot, they chalked it up to weathering, to exposure. And likely that's what it was. And maybe this is a sad story, but I was called to that cave that night, and I do fear what might have happened if I had gone a little deeper. Well, that's my story. Anybody else?
Oh, man. Good thing I didn't go in that cave.
I'm telling you. No cave.
Caves are bad news, dude.
Caves are always bad news. Clem doesn't want to contribute to the weird energy that this white man is giving off.
Yeah.
But maybe you can sway the energy.
I think Zeke gets up to say something, but like the indigestion from all the ribs, and, oh, and he just sits back down.
I got rib juice all over me.
Yeah.
Javier, why would you not clean yourself up?
I forgot.
You did not forget.
They don't got enough wet wipes.
The Lord couldn't even fathom the amount of wet wipes I need.
As you guys discuss your wet wipes, and the vibes are a little rancid, as this white man says something about the spirits.
He said something about channeling the hammer, and just said, I am like, oh get, no, yeah, I have to go.
And then, the woman you had met earlier in the shop gets up and tells just a very, like, candid, like, spooky, scary, like, ghost story, and really switches the vibes up. A couple more people hop in, they tell a couple more stories. And then the guy's like, hold on, it looks, and he like gets everyone to look up. And you guys do see a really, really beautiful meteor shower.
Whoa. Wow.
What does everyone feel in this moment? I want you just to describe to me how you experience something that kind of is beyond like human grasp, but really, you know?
I think for like the first like second of seeing it, it's like, whoa, like that's really cool, like that's really pretty. And then like, like an uneasy like sense of dread, just like sort of, oh, like that's from out there, and like where did that come from, like where did that originate, mm-hmm. How far away did those things come from to be right here in front of me? Ooh, I don't like that. And that's kind of where he leaves off.
Zeke just has no thoughts. He just kind of, he lays down just looking up at it. And I think he's feeling better. He just kind of feels like a calm.
Yeah.
The cave's no longer back in him as he just kind of looks up at the shooting stars.
Yeah, your body calms itself. You don't feel a rumble, and you see this storm, this comet storm, this shower, if you will.
I think it's just really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's like very cool in Clem's eyes of just like, those are stars. And they're falling. And it's just rock, really. But it's also so cool. And it's like coming from so far away. And there's so many of them.
Yeah, the night sky streaks with these bits of flaming gas and rock for quite some time. It's a lengthy meteor shower. You just see these little things go for
longer
a bit
than I thought it would be. Thought it would just be like, you know, like a shooting star. Wow.
Yeah. Rock.
Yeah, rock. It ends. you get a you all get like a little goodie bag to go. They have little things from the shop inside. You paid $5, so it's kind of like a, you get a shirt too. The lady that you talked to in the shop, she snuck an entire bag of marshmallows into Clem's bag. And yeah, you guys have successfully seen the Grand Canyon and got to see a meteor shower, and are walking back up the way to your van. What's the topic of conversation as you all kind of meander that way, or are you walking in silence?
You guys think that dinosaurs saw those too?
Can dinosaurs look up?
I'm sure at least a percentage of them can. I guess
that's true.
Yeah, the long necks.
But would they
could.
Know that they were, like, meteor shower? Or was it just a bunch of light to them?
I mean,
would they be scared?
They definitely noticed the last one that they saw.
That's true.
That's fucked up.
That is messed up. But they definitely noticed that one, for sure. Do you think that they were like, that one looks different? Yeah. And then they're like, oh no. And then...
You think that'll happen to us one day?
I hope not.
Yeah, we could probably shoot it with a missile or something, right?
I don't think that's how that
in
works.
In the year 2025, probably.
We got nukes. We could nuke them.
2026? It seems far away enough for technology to advance.
We might be in space by then. We might see these things up close.
Living in space, us.
Personally. Yeah, yeah.
We should go live on the moon. That'd be cool.
Am I still going to be alive in 2026?
Maybe we'll get lucky enough that there's a rich guy who sends us to Mars. Mm. And he's not crazy.
I feel like anyone who wants to be out there has got to be a little.
That's a good point.
Definitely a little, but also it's kind of cool.
I like having my air around me. Like, constantly.
Yeah, having
and not
seems
just,
good.
Conditionally.
But science. You know, science will figure it out.
Yeah, we could terraform Mars.
2027, maybe.
Maybe there'll be a movie about
world
a guy living on Mars.
And stuff in 2027, likely.
Yeah. That's far away.
That's far away enough for that to happen.
Oh, for sure.
There's a rustle in a bush just off. Yeah. Just off from
I think
van.
Hobby's scream scares me more than the rustle does.
It always does.
You're not quite at the van yet. You look. There's these red eyes looking at you. Have y'all stopped? Or are you?
Yeah.
They blink.
I'm gonna go down and pick up a rock.
Uh-huh.
I just throw it at it.
As the rock skitters into this bush, a roughly 3-foot rabbit with these deer-like antlers bounds out of this bush and away before stopping for a moment and peering right at you, Zeke, and then bounding away again. And that's where we're going to end today's episode. They've found the jackalope.
Oh.
They've seen the Grand Canyon. They've seen a meteor shower.
We saw, we came, we conquered, or whatever.
They were beckoned by the noises of the caves, but did not enter.
Thank God.
Yeah, and we end here. This has been 5 Gems in a Trenchcoat, Season 5 from Inside the Tent.
Yippee!
We hope you've enjoyed being in the tent with us thus far.
A special thank you to Supriya Zoop, Remy, Bad Heroes Podcast, Lee Carnell, Ink Master, Teresa Giacino, and Imagine If Media for making 5GM Season 5 from Inside the Tent happen.
Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.